Blog Talk Radio.
Let's start the show.
I believe in you.
Yeah.
And know the door.
You're tuned in to NSF Radio.
You must keep it
with your host, Brother Alfred, and Carl's Brother Groovy.
Hey, everybody, what's up? Thanks for being on. Appreciate you guys being on. You're listening to us on NSF Radio, right? National Saving Fathers, NSFradio.org. Host this show. We're glad to be on blogtalkradio.com. I am the host for Kofi Speaks. I am Kofi Gafforti, Pastor Kofi, and I'm glad to be able to have this opportunity being given to me by Brother Alfred. And we are here continuing to talk about things with Black fatherhood. We have so many different things that are out here. We have a radio show that we do. Brother Alfred actually leads, and he allows me to be a co-host on it on Thursdays, 1 o'clock p.m. We also have a show that comes on twice during the week where you actually get to hear great things, you know, great content as far as music, as far as Black history, and you get to hear it in a manner in which it's almost think it's like smooth jazz or smooth talk, you know, meets with basically freedom fighting almost. So it's a great atmosphere that's going on. That show comes on Thursdays from 10 to 12 and on Tuesdays as well from 10 to 12. So join for those. Keep looking out for us as we continue to spread ourselves, not spread ourselves thin, but we have many different brothers that are helping out. And thank you for being on. Once again, this radio show is Kofi Speaks. I am your host, Kofi Afuri. I am a pastor. I am a father. I am a community activist. I am somebody who tries to be real 100% of the time. We have a lot of people out here that are into living lives in front of people or saying that they do things for people or acting as if they actually have knowledge, but then they don't do things for the community. But we are not like that here. We are trying to make sure that we change lives one mind at a time by being a voice to the voiceless and speaking the unspoken. So I'm excited to be before you guys again. I'm thankful for another opportunity. I appreciate you guys for being on. And also, too, for those of you that are on, feel free to call in. If you'd like to call in and talk to us, all you have to do is dial 516-418-5805. That is 516-418-5805. And when you do that, we will go ahead and make sure that we talk to you. Let's have some good conversation. Also, too, want to talk to you guys in the chat. So if you want, feel free to give us a chat. Type in things in the chat. I'm trying to get in there right now to start the conversation. So get in the chat. And let us know what you want to talk about. I'm actually typing that in now. Let us know what you want to talk about. Awesome. So today, what are we going to talk about specifically? What are we going to deal with specifically? We want to deal with something that's very interesting. We talked about hip-hop last week, and today I would like to take time out to speak on something that I think is very important. I think that we should speak on some of the distractions, right? Some of the confusion. That's actually, I think, what the official title of today's episode is going to be involved with, where we have all this confusion. We have all these different people telling us we can do this, we can do that, we can be here, we can be there. We should stretch ourselves, and we're kind of getting away from the message, right? The Black Lives Movement. I know a lot of people say Black Lives Matter. I like to say Black Lives Movement, because for me, being a Black life, knowing that a Black life matters, that's very remedial, right? It's very remedial to be able to say that, you know, Black Lives Matter. That's something that we're just now starting to agree upon, and people are starting to march for and starting to give finances towards and things. But we've considered America to be a country, even though countries really are an illegal thing to think about. But we thought about America being a country for 244 years, and for about 4 months now, people have been willing to say Black Lives Matter. That means that we are way off as far as what we should be doing, right? We're way off as far as how we should be approaching the subject. We are way off as far as time, how much time has been invested. And so it's good that we have started this movement and we have started changing things. We've started looking at things. We've started, giving our all to such a movement as Black Lives Movement. And yet people are already starting to say that's enough. Enough is enough. We're tired of hearing it. It's time for us to get back to work. Let's get into sports, right? You got the sports stuff now. Hey, basketball's back. And let's keep talking about how LeBron James won't win or whatever, right? Or how Kawhi Leonard is really the best player, or what it does it really matter? Because even it's a shortened season, it's a bubble, and so who knows who's actually going to win? Or what about Kevin Durant or all this stuff, right? Or what about baseball and how baseball you had somebody throw at the other team and he was a hero because he decided to throw, at the other team, and this team shouldn't have won the championship because they cheated. Or what about football? Football's coming up. Will Colin Kaepernick finally be allowed to play? And now all of a sudden has the NFL turned a new leaf? Do they actually understand what it is, right? And all these different things. Now, you know, that's sports. What about or in soccer even, you know, the soccer players, they take a knee and everybody boos them because they decided to take a knee during the game. What about in politics? You've got Kamala Harris, and now, you know, we're talking about Kamala Harris and everything, and now everything Joe Biden has ever done, we absolve him of, even though three times this year he said some foul racist stuff, especially the main two out of the three, because some of you probably wouldn't agree with some of the things that I would call racist. But when you say, number one, that people are when you make it a point to say, number one, that black people are not diverse, right? They're not diverse like Latino people are, even though Latino people are partially diverse because they are connected to black natives and black Africans, right? So you're dealing with that. But then number two, you're telling us that also too, if we don't vote for you, we're not really black. But everybody is so distracted by so many different things going on. Everybody is so conveniently caught up in arguing now about Kamala Harris, who herself comes out, used to work as a DA in California and did everything that she could to lock black people up. She made it a point to try and say that, you know, race didn't matter. Her whole family, you know, she comes from a family of slave owners and stuff, so race didn't matter. You got to be a better person. Everything will go away. Then all of a sudden, Black Panther comes out, and now it's Wakanda forever. Then all of a sudden, hey, I'm running for president. I fall short of that because people find out about some of that. But I'm going to go ahead and still take a knee with Nancy Pelosi and all them, and we're going to put on these kente cloths that have nothing to do with Ahmaud Arbery or George Floyd or Sandra Bland or Breonna Taylor, or the list goes on and on and on, right? Then on top of that, what are we doing as far as now when you're running, you're going to make sure that you run to say, oh yeah, I'm not only black, but I'm black, I'm native, I'm this, I'm that, all these different things. But before, you were just a black woman, you know, who was diverse because you were married to a white man and all this. Like, there's so many different things that are trying to take us away from the movement. What about people who are trying to, before that, the argument about Donald Trump? Everything's about Donald Trump. When Donald Trump is just the president, presidents don't write law. So there's confusion. There's different things that are happening. And if we're not careful, we're going to be caught up into confusion. If we're not careful, we're going to get caught up to where we start giving more focus to things that have nothing to do with us. As a people, as a movement, and as a society, right? Even when people try to get you, like, here's the thing. I need you to understand this, especially black people. I need us to understand this. In all the stuff that's going down and all the stuff that's going on and all this frustration that's going on and all this confusion that's going on, all these presidents that you've had, really 53, because you know that there were presidents before George Washington, right? So in these 53 presidents that you've had, nothing has happened as far as a black agenda. Nothing. Okay, don't tell me that somebody allowed you to march somewhere because you still had your leader killed 5 years after the fact, showing that 5 years later nothing had changed. The year after that, they started killing off Fred Hampton and the Black Panthers. In the 80s, they were still flooding your community with crack, and they were bombing cities like Philadelphia because they were coming after groups in homes because there were black people who had decided that they wanted to live in a black agenda and have their own black religion and not have to be tied to having to be an American citizen and go back to what they were as freedmen, you know, if you even know the history of what I'm speaking of, hopefully you do. And if not, look up what a freedman was after the Civil War was over. Black people were not American citizens. That's why they had to make the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment was because black people were allowed to be freedmen. They were allowed to be on their own. And now all of a sudden you make an amendment that says if you're born in what we call American territories, now you have to be an American citizen. That way you can't make money on your own. They eventually dissolved Freedman Bank, and the rest is history. But you have all these distractions out here to keep you off of the fact that in 244 years, no president has done a thing for you. No Congress, Congress has not done a thing for you. None of these people have done a thing for you. But in 4 months of people just finally getting it in their head, something as remedial as Black Lives Matter, within 4 months of that happening, you now all of a sudden are starting to see changes. And the reason is not because America is getting better. The reason is because America is being challenged. And eventually, at some point, whether it's the Black Lives Movement that does it or it's America herself that does it, at some point, America is going to cease to exist. America is a corporation. America is controlled. America is into capitalism. And capitalism, he or she that has capital is king or queen. You are in a monarchy right now. And if you do not believe it, just go ahead and say your Pledge of Allegiance if you consider yourself to be an American. And when you get to that point that it says to the Republic, then you'll understand that everything that you're doing is about a republic. It's about a kingdom. And that kingdom is what's in charge. That kingdom is what is in control. That kingdom is what society is about. Right, that kingdom is what creates laws. You are under kings and queens. Even the definition of capitalism. Go Google capitalism right now. Matter of fact, I'm going to Google it just to double check myself. But if you Google the definition of capitalism, you will find out very quickly that it's not what you think it is. You do not live in this free space where people are supposed to be free thinkers, and all these things are supposed to be great. Right. So let me look up capitalism real quick. I just want to make sure because I'm going to say exactly what I see. All right, we're looking at the definition of capitalism. Here we go. You ready? Capitalism is an economic political system in which a country's trade and industry are controlled by private owners for profit rather than by the state. Hear what I just told you. Capitalism is an economic and political system in which a country's trade and industry are controlled by private owners for profit rather than by the state. What does that mean? That means that your government is not in control of anything. It is an economic, so financial system, land-based system, free, quote-unquote, free trade, but let's just call it trade because we know it's not free trade because it's privately owned trade, right? So trade, all that stuff. It is an economic and political. Politics, by the way, are just things that people use to control people, right? So you have an economic and political system. It's systemic. There's that word, system. It's systemic. And it's systemic, what does it mean? In which a country's, right, a country, America's a country or a republic, same deal, it's a kingdom. A country's trade and industry are controlled. Wait a minute. A country says, this is free. Not everybody has the right to do this. It's the patron, you know, the person who's paying the money. They are the one that is deciding what the supply and demand and all that stuff is, everything you've been taught. Wait a minute. No. It's an economic and political system in which a country's trade and industry are controlled. Right there. I didn't make that up. I didn't say we should go ahead and deal with these things. I didn't say this is what Kofi believes. I didn't say this is what we at NSFatherhood.org promotes. I didn't say this is what black people believe. I didn't say this is what white people believe. I didn't say this, that, whatever. I said this is what people will tell me to look up as far as the definitions, which are always iffy anyways. You should always know proper etymology because things change, as far as words. Words change every 10 to 25 years. So words, you know, will mean something today and will mean something completely different tomorrow. However, if we look at this definition again, it says it's an economic and political system in which the country's trade and industry are controlled. Now, who controls it? If we break down even the word, at least the first part of the word, because control, we pretty much all of us know what control is, right? But if you look at CON on any word, con means to make somebody go with you, to have somebody believe in what you're saying. It is controlled. It is a con. It is controlled. All right? It is controlled, controlled by private owners for profit rather than by the state. So the private owners have control of your economic and political system. Hear that again. It is the private industry that has control of your economic and political system. Your system is not owned by the people. Okay? It even says here, after it says that, if you look at this definition that I'm looking at, after it says an economic and political system in which a country's trade and industry are controlled by private owners for profit rather than by the state, the next thing it then puts in quotation marks, it says an era of free market capitalism. What about capitalism that gives us a free market if it is controlled by, if it is private industry controlling you economically and politically? They write your system out. Don't give Obama credit if you're somebody that believes in making sure that we have, hope, because the LGBTQ community was given all this stuff by Obama. Obama was controlled by the people who gave him the most money, and a lot of those people that gave him the money to become president, they were LGBTQ members, and by law, they're allowed to sit down in his meetings in the White House. They're allowed by law to sit down in his meetings, I'm sorry, in Congress meetings. When they're putting law together, and they will help tell Congress, this is what you will and will not do. We know this to be factual. They are in control of your economic and political system. Any law that's being made, any money that's being printed up, it is private industry that's saying that. Any police officers that have to reach a quota, there are private prisons out there right now telling them, hey, you will. Not we think you will, not we hope you will, not will. No, you will, because we pay your salary. We pay for this stuff. We control the system economically and politically. They will go to your mayors. They will go to your governors. They will go to your representatives. They will go to your senators. They will tell them, you will have this many people in our prisons, and you will pay us this much amount, and you will make sure they are this full. Why? Because according to the 13th Amendment in America, slavery is legal, and therefore, since slavery is legal, you are allowed to be able to make sure that as long – slavery is legal as long as you are imprisoned, rather, right? You got to get arrested and put in prison. As soon as you get in prison, you are a slave. So you will allow us to be able to have people that can make your license plates, can fight your forest fires. I think in California, I think it's 33% or 35%, something like that, of firemen are people who are imprisoned who get paid like $1 an hour when the fires happen, or maybe they up it to $2 if the fires are too much for them, and they will send them out to die so that other people don't have to die. They can use them as slaves to be able to fight their fires, right? These are the same people who will have women who will be making clothing for them in prison. They'll have a baby, and they'll be able to barely spend time with their baby while they're in prison because they need to make sure that they're still making clothes for them. This is modern-day slavery, and you have private industry that goes to your government and tells them, this is what you will and will not do. This is how you will and will not do it. This is what you will and will not do. And because we are in control of it, you will listen to us. And so people are getting distracted. Look, I am not a Donald Trump fan. I am not a Republican, nor am I a Democrat. As you could probably hear in my tone, I think I've made it clear in all these episodes, and people who know me from different things, whether it be TikTok, Facebook, Alanis, Twitter, YouTube, et cetera, right? Kofi Afforti podcast, all these different things. Wherever you know me from, however you know me, whatever you know me as, you know that I believe hashtag APAD, all presidents are bad, right? But at the same time, I don't get lost in trying to make Donald Trump out to be the worst person to ever live. He's by far not, because the people that control him are even worse than he is. Okay? And even he is in control. Or I'm sorry, even he is controlled. He is not in control. He has to listen to what people are telling him that he is supposed to do. Period. Point blank. End of discussion. He has to listen just like you or I do. He has people that tell him this is what you're supposed to say. He has people that tell him this is when you're going to have your rally at this place. He has people that tell him all those things. And we are busy being distracted because we are trying to say that Donald Trump is the problem rather than the system. Once again, by definition, an economic and political system in which a country's trade and industry are controlled by private owners for profit rather than by the state. We're getting frustrated and upset at the wrong people. We're upset, we're tired of, we're mad about the wrong people. They have us distracted. They have you distracted so much that you're going to stop the movement, or you're going to focus on wrong things that will delay the movement, or you're going to try to support people who are going against things that have nothing to do with your movement because you want to make sure that you fit in, or that you're in the right trend, or you're hoping that you're doing the correct thing. Study to show yourself approved. Under Yah, that you can be a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. What is your truth that's divided? And by the way, even if you divide it and you do the wrong thing, the next verse after that, it says that if you don't do the study, if you're not making sure that you're working this thing correctly, it says after all that, it says everything you're doing is in vain. And here we are in vain. Vanity. Doing all these things that aren't making a difference at all. They're not making a difference at all. Right? But we're making it a point to still fight for things that we know aren't making a difference. Or maybe you didn't know, but let me hit you again. Once again, the definition of capitalism, it's a system. When you have an ISM on any word, it is a system. And that system means what? A system is an economic and political system in which a country's trade and industry are controlled by private owners for profit. They're not controlled to make sure your life is good. I'm sorry to give it to you. And you're trying to support a Kamala Harris. You're trying to support a Joe Biden. You're trying to support a Donald Trump. You're trying to support a Mike Pence. You're trying to support whoever the independent person is going to be, or the Green Party person is going to be, or the Libertarian Party person is going to be. And the reality is, if they're lifting capitalism up as your way out, you are supporting a system that is using economics and politics to control your trade and industry, and is not under control by these people that are in office. It's under control by people who are private owners for profit. That is how America works. Now, the word private we could get into, because some people will say, well, what about, you know, Google? Google's not really private, and Amazon's not really private, and this thing's not really private. Okay, fine. Who has the most money in those things? Is it everybody? Is that money going out to everybody, or are there certain people who live private lives that you don't really know much about or whatever? Do they control the state? The answer, of course, would be yes. And so you have all these people out here who want us to believe in capitalism. They want us to believe in all these things that are great, right? Sports is supposed to be something that's great because it represents capitalism. Anybody can make it. But can anybody make it? Now, I'm going off of stats from like the 1970s or the 1980s, so it's even worse now probably. But there was a time to where, 4 million people might try to play a sport for their high school, and maybe only 400,000 of them, 4 million people might try as far as open jobs. So we're saying open jobs. So maybe it's something like 400,000 people might try to make it and make it in high school. And then, 4,000 of those people might get jobs to open up for college. And then 400 of those people, you know, it's really like you can almost do it by tenths, you know, dividing. But about 400 of those people are going to make it on some professional level. And then you're only going to get, I think, about 40. I think it's less than 40 people that actually get starting jobs that open up, that are trying for the first time to get them. And that's supposed to be capitalism. You don't even understand that that's not capitalism. Capitalism is supposed to say that if anybody works hard enough, that's what you were taught. You were taught that if anybody works hard enough and puts these principles into play, that everybody will be able to become rich, even though we know that finances, that resources in general are limited. Right now, there are some resources that are unlimited, but resources in general are going to have some type of limit on them, especially if you're dealing in finances. Go right now and try and find Bitcoin and see if you can buy some Bitcoin. See how much Bitcoin there actually is. I think right now Bitcoin is worth $11,700. At least that's when I had a conversation, a meeting last night. That's what we were talking about. Bitcoin is $11,700 per coin. Ethereum, $400 per coin. You go and tell me how open that market is. There's limits to this. Go and tell me how much money there is in America. Yeah, it's limitless technically because they can keep printing it out, but also because they keep printing it out, it keeps getting worth less and less and less, which literally means the money is becoming worth less. Yet still people are arguing about what? Capitalism. Capitalism is the way of life. Capitalism is what will change things. Man, I'm feeling this today. We might do a whole TikTok series on these. For those of you who want to follow on TikTok, go to Kofi_40, KOFI_OFORI, or really we're trying to set up a second page to make sure that we're not completely suppressed on certain issues so we can get it out to the people. And you can go to Kofi, KOFI_40, OFORI2. Okay. Either way, you'll be able to find us on there. We'll probably do a series today on capitalism. right? Maybe we'll say the miseducation of capitalism or something like that, or the miseducation on capitalism. Because all these people out here really want you to believe that, hey, vote for this. Capitalism's going to change everything. If we just give money to people, if we just do this, everything will change. You're in a system that's designed to only take care of certain people. This system is not designed for you and I to flourish. This system is designed for us to only have certain people be taken care of. And those certain people, for the most part, are going to be rich white men. Rich white men. You'll see some people, you know, get in there or whatever, they're going to be lower level. Oprah, she's lower level. Don't get it twisted. She ain't up there. She makes a lot more than you and I might ever see, but she ain't up there the way you think she is. Okay, Tyler Perry, he make a lot more than you and I ever see. He ain't up there. And they have to make sure, if you notice, they have to make sure that they say and do specific things and they follow a specific script. Obama, you see that Obama has kept his mouth closed through all this stuff. Now it's time for him to do what? To promote this whole thing of capitalism and vote for somebody who will use capitalism and use it correctly, right? Vote for the right person to use capitalism correctly. And now all of a sudden he's coming out to tell you these things. But for all these years, he's been quiet. Why? Because it wasn't about him making sure that he was about his people. Just like when he was in for 8 years, he didn't do anything about a black agenda. For 12 years, you know, for some of us, you know, 20 years, 20, 25 years or so, he's been on our radar. But for a lot of people, for the last 12 years, he's been on your radar, and you cannot say anything that he did specifically as far as the black agenda. But as soon as he comes out and says something bad about Trump, because that's where they want your focus to be, now all of a sudden that's your man's. That's your N-word. That's your dude. That's your homie. That's a great man who's always cared about his people, and he did America proud. No, he didn't. He signed stuff to make sure that it was okay to continue to bomb people and bomb families and other places to where war wasn't supposed to be happening. He made it a case to make, or he made it okay to go ahead and have companies who are feeding us terrible foods and processed things. He made it easier for them to hide the ingredients while he had Michelle Obama out there dancing on Ellen. You know, he had. Now all of a sudden we want to, you know, and look, I know on Thursday we talked about how great a family person all this stuff is, and look, bad men can be great husbands and fathers. Don't get it twisted. Bad men can be great husbands and fathers. Adolf Hitler was probably loved by children. Adolf Hitler is probably loved by his wife. At the end of the day, was he a good person? Come on now. Right? So we have to get out of this thing that's making it where capitalism is going to be the savior, and we get distracted. All they got to do is put a shiny new toy. They do this with black people all the time. They gave you WAP, and you started talking about WAP, as if WAP has anything to do right now with the movement. So now you got people that have been coming out. I've seen people who are in the movement who have been making it a point to talk on videos, to speak on videos, and tell you how this music video is something that you need to get off of, telling women how they can't use their bodies and do this, and how we're going to take WAP and we're going to change the acronym to be in the church and make it acceptable, and how we're going to do this with WAP, and how we're going to do make the stallion. Now we can't make fun of her because she got shot and all these different things. Like, you're hearing everybody talking about everything else, and what does that have to do with the Black Lives Movement? We gave Cardi B some credit because she came out and said that more male rappers need to talk about things that are going on with black women being killed and saying her name and stuff like that. It's like, Cardi, you ain't a leader in this. But because your children are being taught, are being left to their own devices, literally, your children are being left to their own devices. And because you will allow that to happen, you'll allow the device to teach them. You'll allow YouTube to teach them. We do this all day, every day, and then we get upset or frustrated or somehow we're surprised when things are happening the way that they're happening. We get surprised when our children are saying some things. We're like, where did you get that from? Because you've been designed to be distracted, or it's been designed, the system has been designed to distract you. So much so that you've been distracted, you're distracted, you want to make sure that you get that job and everything going. While you can't find a job, you better make sure you're pouring into your children. Where are those lessons at? Where are those languages that you could be learning and teaching them? Where's the history of your people that you didn't know? Did you know about Shaka? Okay. Did you know about how Shaka became into power? Okay. Did you know what Shaka's name means? Okay. Did you make it a point to teach them about Shaka's brothers, who actually were, and family members who would be the ones to fight off the British when they tried to come over and take over the Zulu nation? Did you teach them about that? Are you taking time to teach them about Toussaint and Bookman, right? Are you teaching them how to make sure that you show them that there's a difference in between the voodoo that they used in Haiti at the time to bring them out because they were a melting pot of people and the voodoo that's still in Africa today? Right? Are you wanting to teach them about the fact that 89% of black people, when they've done tests, 89% of black people have native heritage? And you're thinking that you're only African, not realizing that natives used to look like you and that there was a $5 Indian. And so a lot of Indians or Native Americans, they don't even look the way that they used to look. Are you teaching them that we're all the same and everybody came out of a black womb? Or are you just getting confused? Are you getting flustered? Are you doing the same thing everybody else is? Hey, at least we have Kamala Harris, and that's going to help Joe Biden. Like, think about it. We're putting a black woman up as a prop and saying that because this black woman is there, now Joe Biden, this white man, will be able to lead us as a people. That's the confusion that's before us and that we've gone ahead and submitted ourselves to. We've literally submitted ourselves and said, hey, we are okay with Joe Biden. Hear what I'm about to say. We're okay with Joe Biden now. Even some of us who knew he was on some racist stuff and still is on some racist stuff, we're okay with it now because we have a black prop. That's what we're doing. We're okay with Joe Biden because he's got a black prop. We weren't really okay with Joe Biden because he knew that he wasn't about black people, but now that there's this black woman there, he's got a black prop, and she's going to fix everything, Biden 2020. That is how simple it has become for us. By the way, once again, if you want to call in, feel free to call in. Number is 516-418-5805. Once again, the number to call in and speak here on Koku Speaks, to speak here with me, is 516-418-55. Also, too, we want to remind you, please make sure that you support us at nsfatherhood.org. That's N as in national, S as in saving, fatherhood. National Saving Fatherhood, right, or nsfatherhood.org. Go there. Please check out what we're doing. We're trying to make sure that we help people on many different levels, especially fathers. We want to help them to help their families. We want to help them to help children. We want to help them to get back in touch with taking care of their children if they are not doing so already. We want to do so through lawyers. We want to help them out with food. We want to help them out with lessons. By the way, our fearless leader, Brother Alfred, he gives lessons on fatherhood every 25th of every month. It's only $20, and it's a Zoom call, so feel free to help us out there. We would love to have you with us, and we appreciate you in advance. But please, you know, come out and check out nsfatherhood.org. We've had some people helping us out even lately with donations, and that's been great. We're trying to make sure that we do some mighty things for our community, and we do it with the help and supporters of you. So we want to thank you in advance for doing those things. We also, once again, want to remind you that there are three more shows that happen with us at nsfatherhood.org right here on blogtalkradio.com. There's a show that happens on Tuesdays and Thursdays, a midnight train show, in which you will hear good old-fashioned black music, and you'll also be able to talk about things that have happened in the history of black people all over the world. And you, that happens on Tuesdays. And Thursdays at 10 o'clock p.m. to 12 o'clock midnight. And then also we have a show that comes on Thursdays at 1 o'clock p.m. in which Brother Alfred is the host, and he allows me to be the co-host. And we do things on there as far as focusing on fatherhood and even giving you things like recipes as far as how to cook your food, different drinks you can use, different ways that we can be healthy. And we like to talk about things from a black father's perspective. So check us out on those platforms in those different ways. Tune in for the rest of the show at the end. When I have a chance to drop some more advertisements, we'll make sure that we also show you some places. If you'd like to support me personally, we'll show you some places that you can go as well. And feel free to talk in the chat. We'd love to have you on. And we'd love to have you talk in the chat room. So please take some time out, if you will, to go into the chat and talk. And we're excited to have you. So let's continue to talk. We're talking about the distractions. We're talking about the confusion, right? You know, we shouldn't be about confusion. Those of you who believe in Yah, believe in God, believe in Allah, believe in whatever the title God on Yom Kippur, whatever the title of God that you want to put on there, we know that God is not the author, right, of confusion. And if we're looking at confusion, then somebody else is authoring it. If you don't like that term, okay, fine. Would you rather live in peace and order or chaos and confusion? And right now you're living in confusion. You're living in confusing times. These days are evil times. These are mean times. They look like end times. Why? Because we are in the midst of confusing times. people are confused. You know, hey, I have faith, but should I wear a mask or not? People are confused. I believe that women's rights is correct, but I also don't believe in abortion. Am I evil for not believing in abortion and saying that even if I think a woman has the right to make that call, am I wrong for saying that, right? And they're finding ways to get you to get your mind off of issues. The main thing must be the main thing. The main thing is the Black Lives Movement, period. Because watch this. If the Black Lives Movement goes correct, I need people to understand this. The most people on earth, right, most people on earth are black. And if black people ever come together, it means that the most people will on earth will come together will be black. But watch this. Unlike other people and other cultures, anytime that black people have been over a society or been the people who have ruled a society, when have black people been people who have been killing people off just because they are white? When have we eradicated whole people like the natives were eradicated? Right? When in history do you see that we don't fight for others' rights and oppression? Even Malcolm X, if you study him carefully, because a lot of people only focus on certain things that he said, but even if you study Malcolm X, he speaks to the fact that everybody should be able to live without oppression. So when do you see that happening? If black people get it together, you will see that other people will have an opportunity to get it together. For example, Black Lives Matter has a huge amount of credit to take when it comes to natives. And I'm somebody who's black, and I'm also black native, okay? So Black Lives Matter is huge when it comes to that Washington racial slur name being changed. It's huge. It didn't happen before. They even protested at Super Bowls, and people were just like, whatever, we don't care about that. Go ahead, Washington racial slurs and win. They didn't care. They didn't care. But then all of a sudden Black Lives Matter comes about, and what happens? Now all of a sudden we see that changes. Now we see native things are coming to light. Now we see more people are talking about missing indigenous women. Right? What about the fact that we're speaking up for our brothers and sisters in Australia and making sure that people see the Aboriginal plight and see how Australia is still going through apartheid? What about stuff that's going on in South Africa where they try to dress it up and give you a black prop and say, see, look, you got a black president, therefore everything's good. But still to this day, we're bringing out the fact that still to this day in South Africa, white people own the land and black people can't, even though they make up 99%, but let's just go 95% of the people that are there. How is it that they can't own their own land that they're on, but you guys have left? How is it you have Jamaica that is supposed to be a free country? Hear this now. Jamaica supposedly is a free country, but Jamaica can't build certain things unless England still gives them permission. And Jamaica still has to go to certain people in British government to be able to ask permission to build hospitals. And the government, by the way, in England will not allow them to build hospitals, which is why in Jamaica you have a bunch of people who will die from certain things that they should be able to get simple treatment for because it's not allowed by white men still. But they would have you believe that when you look at the yellow, the black, and the green, that all of a sudden everything in there is good. I'm sorry, I skipped the red too. But they would have you believe that the yellow, the black, and the green. They would have you believe that everything in there is good, that everything that's happened in Jamaica is well. No reason to look over here, right? What about Haiti? Who Haiti is still suffering from the fact that France made her pay reparations and then America came in, helped to be able to make sure that they broke the country apart. And then after they finished helping to break the country apart, what did they do? They decided that they were going to put in Papa Doc and allow his son to wreak havoc over the land for, 20 to 30 years? And then after that, then they finally left, and Haiti's been a mess since. And, oh, they didn't stop their presence there. They sent the Red Cross in and the Clinton Foundation in to be able to still wreck shop to where people in Haiti can't stand the Red Cross or the Clinton Foundation because they limit even things like how much food they can eat. And Haiti, you still have people in Haiti, even though America's supposed to be helping and sending the Red Cross or the Red Cross supposed to be helping, Clinton Foundation supposed to be helping. You still have people in Haiti who are making mud cookies or mud pies, so where they literally go out into the mud where the water is or whatever, they make mud, they make them into stuff, and then they basically give their children, they give themselves something to be able to put in their stomachs. They're eating mud and hoping that there's some kind of nutrients in the soil enough to be able to help them to sustain life. But we're more worried about what did somebody say about LeBron James? Why did somebody show a bad LeBron James highlight to make him look bad? That's our concern. And so what I'm saying to us is be careful. The warning's being put out. Be careful. You might think that everything's okay. Be careful. you might think that things are going the same way that they always go. Be careful. Be careful what you're saying. Be careful what you're thinking. It's not going the way that you think it is. It's not perfected the way that you think it is. And if you think that it is, just do some research, do some study. People have you concerned about a Confederate flag. Look, I taught about this. We talked about this in Black History yesterday. You should know about the history of the Confederacy. You should know about the history of the Confederate flag. But let's stop acting like this is American tradition as far as the flag is concerned. First of all, the flag is not even a flag. It's a jack, right? That's not even the way the Confederate flag actually looked, right? It had a piece that was a small piece of the Confederate flag. That was that's not actually the Confederate flag that you see that people are arguing about, right? However, if you want to go there and you want to talk about the Confederacy, you want to talk about the Confederate flag, all right, we go there. We also have to make it a point to say when we go there that this Confederate flag was not this Confederate flag is not a tradition. America has been around, at least as far as if you go from 1776 to 2020, you're dealing with 244 years. July 4th to July 4th is 244 years, okay? And in 244 years, you had 4 years of a flag, right? 244 years, you had 4 years. Matter of fact, let me do it like this. I'm going to go to my calculator real quick and see what the percentage is of 4 out of 244, right? Because that's pretty simple math. We can just look at the percentage. What is... Okay, so 1.64% of American history has to do with the Confederate flag or the Confederacy. Let me say it again, as far as timeline is concerned, 1.64% has to do with the Confederacy. That means that 98.46% has to do without America dealing with the Confederacy. You hear what I'm saying? But people are still having these huge, drawn-out, long-out arguments. They're trying to out-argue. They're trying to tell us that we don't know what we're talking about. Literally, 4 out of 244 comes to 1.64. That means that 1.64% of the timeline of America existence, that means that 1.64% of that time has to do with the Confederacy. Now, if you want to bring that out, you know, and say, like, compared to how much time do you have to do with it, like, if you live past the age of 4, you have more to do with it. You've been around more in American history than the Confederate flag. If you've been to a Piccadilly's, then you have more to do. Hear what I'm saying, right? You have more to – that Piccadilly has more to do with American history than the Confederacy. Iced tea, lemonade, ham hocks, cornbread, collard greens, they have more to do with American history as far as timeline-wise than the Confederacy. But they have us out here arguing. They have us out here worried about it. They have us out here saying that Donald Trump supporters, they wave the Confederate flag. Once again, they got your mind off of the mission. What is the main objective of the mission? What is the main thing? Are the main objectives to make sure that we have food, to have shelter, to have land, to have cryptocurrency? What are we doing? Matter of fact, I'm going to go to our website, Kofi-40.com. This is a website that I have for some of the stuff that we're doing with the movement that we're a part of. My wife and I were able to come up with this, and she actually came up with these 7 F's that I'm about to go through. I'm going to just read these 7 F's off for you to show you how distracted we get. Okay? I'm going to read these 7 F's. These 7 F's are, you know, things like food, faith, family, foundation, facts, you know, what are these things, okay? I'm going to read these things off. These are things that we've forgotten about, that if we are, as a Black community, are going to come together, we need to come together and bring some of these things about, or go back in the story of mankind and figure out what these things have been for Black people in the past when we were at our best, all right? Number one on the 7 S is faith. Faith says belief in the Most High and a canon is vital. It helps us to focus on law, spirituality, and something more important than ourselves. Even for those of us who may not believe in a God, an upholding of our own universal principles is a necessary part of our walking into our purpose. We definitely want to have a strong belief that allows for us to hold on to a vision as our goal. Our vision will serve as the blueprint and cause us to build with clear focus, that will allow us to achieve our desired outcome. That's faith. What can black people say that we have that we all believe in like that? What is our faith in? Is our faith in Black Lives Matter? Is our faith in Black Lives Movement? Is our faith in God? Is our faith in loving one another? Is our faith in being able to provide for one another? What is our faith in? Second one, family. Family is a strong community begins with a husband and a wife being in sync with a similar faith. We know that marriage is key to the building of a community as well. We define marriage as sex. We shall teach our children what it is to be a husband and a wife from birth. We believe in the same principles that come with the original thought process of the Ankh. The union of man and woman should produce children who are willing to continue to produce generations of people who are teaching our principles and standards. Marriage is also a political statement and will be treated as such. Finally, our family concept will involve the respecting of parents, taking care of one's children, loving past faults, and involving those in our circles as we would our own relatives. This also means that if family does wrong, that discipline will come from within that same family. We will not leave any room for outsiders of our family to be involved with the discipline and chastisement of our community. I could read the rest of them. I'll go ahead. You can go ahead and read it for yourself. Go to kofi-40.com to read up on these things. But look at what we're saying. These are two things and seven F's that we have. You know, the rest, the other F's, we have food, we have fortune, we have foundation, we have fasting, and we have facts. Okay? These are seven F's that we could easily go by. Seven F's that we could talk about. Seven F's that could change. And it doesn't have to be those, right? But what is the black community can we say that we have that is just us for us? Right, that is FUBU, that is for us by us, that is something that is ours. It's ours intrinsically down to the DNA, and it's something that goes back and even replicates those things that our ancestors did. It is something that is holistic, that makes sure that whoever we lift up as the Most High is what is ours that we have. We are getting distractions from that. Look, I understand Kamala Harris is somebody that we should be happy about for no other reason than, hey, it's a black woman that we can put in front of people and say, look, black women, look, white women as well. Hey, there's a woman, there's a female. Look, little girls, there's this woman that's up there in front of you, and she made it to a high place. And if she gets the vice president, that means that she has the potential to be president, even though we've forgotten about Shirley Chisholm. You know, we've already had this happen, but we didn't get behind her either, really. And now here we are talking about let's get behind somebody else who has made it a point not to do things for the community. But all those things being said, all of those things being said, I want you to understand that when we get to what really matters, when we get to what things mean, we cannot, right, when we get to the main thing being the main thing, we have to make it a point to say that we are not going to be in confusion. And everything that most of us are talking about is confusion. Most of the arguments that we're having is confusion. People are so busy arguing about Trump that they haven't even argued about the fact that they you know, argue with their own family. Are they cooking things that are killing them? People are so busy arguing about, you know, arguing with one another during this pandemic. You know, people didn't know that if they did or didn't have good marriages, now we're finding out because people are arguing like they never had before because they never really had to be husband and wife. They were so busy in capitalism being controlled by a private industry that controls the state. They were so busy involved in that that they forgot that, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to be a husband. I'm supposed to be a wife. I'm supposed to spend time with you. I'm supposed to spend time with the children. We're supposed to know about each other's needs and values and wants and goals. We're supposed to be growing together. We're supposed to make sure that we're praying together. We're supposed to be making sure that we love one another. We're supposed to be doing all these great things. And now it's like we have to deal with these things, and we never did them because we never took time out. We are in a world that's designed to confuse you. Whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, whether you agree with it or not, you are in a world that is designed to confuse you completely. And so the question becomes, are you ready to come out? Are you ready to come out of the confusion? That's the question at this point. Are you ready to come out of confusion? Are you ready to love one another for real this time. You know, are you ready? Are you ready to do things, do those things? Are you ready to show love to one another? Are you ready to study? Are you willing? Are you ready to make sure your children are learning correctly? Are you ready for those things? Or are we going to continue the same stuff that we've been doing? This is the question that we have to answer. There's confusion that we're living in. We're living in confusion, and at this point, are we going to stop living in that confusion? Or are we going to continue to stay in that confusion? Once again, think about it. Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, LeBron James, is Michael Jordan. You know, think about all that stuff that came out about Michael Jordan. That was convenient, right? Now we need to argue. Michael Jordan, who doesn't even play basketball anymore, but is Michael Jordan better than LeBron James? Let's have that argument now, right? All these things that are out there, the baseball argument, soccer argument, football argument, Kanye argument, Candace Owens argument. At the end of the day, what do any of those have to do with what we're building? I'm not saying we shouldn't discuss them at all. But to focus on them, that's not part of the deal. That's not going to cause any growth. That's not going to cause us to do any better than what we could. And so let's focus on the things that will make us better. Let's focus on things like having our families in check. Let's focus on things like building our own universities. Shoot, one of the things that we have SOC University, which we do a lot of Copia 40 stuff through, and we can get people degrees while letting them pay for classes for $20 a month. You know, some of the classes three months long or whatever. If you work hard enough, we can get you a degree. And if you tell us what you want your degree in, we can tailor it to where we can get you exactly what you need to have, get you your degree. And once you get that degree, you can be good to go. And we don't even have to worry about having it accredited by white organizations. Why don't we have to worry about that? Because the best colleges in the world are not accredited. Because if you're accredited, you have to go by somebody's program. But you've been so programmed and you've been confused. We're in the miseducation, or we've been miseducated, rather, on capitalism, and we're living in confusion. What are we going to do about it? Who are going to be our leaders? That's something else they've confused you about. Oh, we don't need leaders. We just need to come together. Well, if you don't come together under somebody who's able to structure things, then how do you move forward? We got all these people out there that will tell us all these great things, but their lives don't lead. It doesn't even make sense. How do you have a child grow into a decent adult if they don't have parents that lead? We say things that don't make sense. Of course you should be able to talk to your child about their sexuality and make sure that you have a little bit of control in them as they're growing up. If they get to be an adult and they decide they want to do something different, then fine, that's still your child. You love them. But up until then, you have the right to be able to talk to them. Now you need to make sure that you talk to them with respect. You need to be honest with them. You need to be real with them. You need to make sure you take their personality and everything into account. But to have this weird thing that says that my child can say whatever they want to be and I'm just going to support whatever they say. Your child is 2 years old. What do they know about being a boy or a girl? I know some people aren't going to like that, but that's just facts. You know, and I have other black leaders other black people that don't consider themselves leaders, and so they say whatever they want, and that's part of the problem. But there's other black people out there who are telling our young black children and our young black parents that are coming up, and now you're having parents who are young babies themselves who have been raised now for about 5 to 10 years or so are being told that they can do whatever they want, that now they're teaching their babies to do whatever they want, and we're trying to figure out where did this vicious stuff come from? Because it's a pattern, it's a cycle, it's a system, and we're living in confusion. Love everybody, but don't be confused. Treat everybody with respect, but don't be confused. Once again, capitalism, the definition of capitalism is that it is an economic and political system in which a country's trade and industry are controlled by private owners for profit rather than by the state. Once again, what does that mean? That means that pretty much when it comes to capitalism, if it's not privately owned for profit, then it's not capitalism. If it's not controlled, then it's not capitalism. You don't have freedom in capitalism. The fight is against capitalism. The fight is against the system. Even when you see words in the Bible like John 3:16, for Yah so loved the world, so for Elohim so loved the world, when it says that, the word world there means system. He loved his system so much that he gave birth to Christ so that whoever believes in Christ and that system that Christ represents will not perish but will have everlasting life. You looking for life and health and pursuit of happiness and all this stuff, you got to get out your system. Come out the system. Come out the world and see that things are better and things can be greater. So thank you guys for being on. I appreciate the king and queen in each and every one of you. Even if you're not living inside that kingdom or queendom yet, I appreciate the potential king and queen in each and every one of you, because whether I planted the seed or the seed was already there and I just watered it, we know that the Most High is coming and he's going to let it grow. And so I'm excited about the growth that's coming to your life. I'm excited to be able to speak into your life a little bit today. I hope that I caused you to be able to learn, to grow, to do something in a different manner than you ever have before. And I appreciate you guys giving me your time. Here are some places. Once again, please make sure that you go to NS Fatherhood. That's N as in National, S as in Saving, fatherhood.org. Go there, please, to be able to make sure that you are able to follow up with what we're doing there, be part of the programs. Maybe you can donate some. And even if you can't donate finances, there's always time, talent, effort, and energy as well. Right? So let us know what you can do there. Please make it a point to follow us in different places. That you see NSF stuff as well as on radio shows here on blogtalkradio.com. Once again, we've got Night Train that goes on Tuesday nights and Thursday nights. That'll be from 10 p.m. to midnight. And you also have on Thursdays at 1 o'clock p.m. a show that's based on fathers and how we look at things from the father's perspective, and that'll be led by our fearless leader, Brother Alfred. Shout out to him again for helping us and helping us to grow. Shout out to all of you guys that gave us any donations. We appreciate you. We thank you. We're excited, and we're doing great things, and we're growing. Also, too, if you would like to follow some things that I do personally outside of nsfatherhood.org, feel free to go to kofi-ofori.com. We just talked about that today. That's kofi-ofori.com. Check out things we're doing there. You can also find information on classes that we give out. We give out classes year-round. Right now, Mondays and Thursdays, we teach apologetics. Tuesdays and Fridays, we teach Black history. Wednesdays and Saturdays, we teach solutions from the Black perspective. Also, you can check me out at kofi_ofori. That's kofi_ofori, kofi_ofori. You can check me out on YouTube, check me out on TikTok, check me out on Instagram, check me out on Twitter as well. Also, too, I'm on Facebook, so you can check me out on Facebook as well. If you can't find me in the kofi_ofori on Facebook, just find me at kofi, K-O-F-I, Devin, D-E-V-I-N, Ofori, O-F-O-R-I. If you want to email us, especially about things that we talked about in the show, so if you have questions, comments, concerns, things that you want to see brought up, you can go ahead and email us at or email me specifically even at PR, that says PR is in public relations, PR.market, M-A-R-K-E-T, at nsfatherhood.org. So that's PR.market @ERHOOD.ORG. Okay, so thank you guys so much for being on. We talked about a lot of different things. We had a lot of great things that came up. I'm so appreciative for you guys being on. It's episode 5. I'm so excited about this journey. And next time, we didn't get really any calls today, but next time, feel free to make sure that you call us up if you'd like to be a part of what's going on. You can dial in 516-418-5805. I'm Pastor Kofi. I'm always trying to change lives one mind at a time by being a voice of the voiceless and speaking the unspoken. Until the next time I have a chance to be before you again, I want you to remember that you are loved, you are necessary, you are majestic, you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and you, which is all of us working together, you'll be the reason why this world changes for the better. Shalom. Thank you for being on. Have a blessed one, y'all. Stay safe.